It is 12 past 8 and joining me on the line, because it's Friday, Big Bob Lozza, here to solve Rob's probs. Rob, how are you this morning?
I'm fantastic. Let's solve some problems.
You bet you're cold, aren't you, in your house?
I'm extremely cold. Well, not so much me, but when you and Grant came over last weekend, yes, we're very cold. Lots of complaints.
It was a cold house, man. You have a heater. Turn it on. The problem today is Rob's house very cold and he's very cheap, so he won't actually pay to turn any heating on or buy a different heater.
Well, to be honest, I haven't even checked to see if the heater works, but I'm pretty sure it doesn't. And no, you're right. It's got to be cheap.
All right, so we've had a couple of submissions in the time that Rob's Probs has been up. Some people have said really thick pyjamas is a good way to warm your house up. Other people have said buy oil heater, which I said you wouldn't do because it's money.
No thanks.
Exactly. I'm hearing buy and you're hearing no way. Other people have said reseal your doors so that they stay stay hot. Someone said Kero heaters. They smell terrible and they don't use electricity, but they will keep you warm.
Mm-hmm. Kero. Yeah, okay.
Russ the bus called in earlier, said that you should adopt 50 cats and keep them in your house.
Yep.
Any of those sounding good to you?
Well, 50 cats, that does sound quite expensive.
Yeah.
Let me tell you what my initial thoughts were, because I was originally trying to come up with a way I could sucker my house guests into lathering themselves up with deep heat. Like if I told them, oh, I've just gotten into making my own cosmetics. Do you want to put on some hand cream? And they'll be so awkward to accept the offer. They couldn't not do it, but it's actually the deep heat and they'll be warming up.
So it's just my hands, though. So say I've come over to your house, you've offered me some of your cosmetic moisturizer, which is deep heat, which I definitely would be able to smell.
Yeah.
That's just warm hands, tingly hands.
You wouldn't know why they were warm. You wouldn't know why, and it would feel that much warmer, and you'd just sort of think it's a going of the flow, or you'd think you're having a heart attack. But in any case, that's going to send a shock through your system. Let me tell you what I'm thinking now. I like this idea of Kero heaters in the fireplace and that sort of stuff, setting up a bonfire in the lounge room. Obviously, that is short term. But tell you what I do have, though.
What do you have?
I recently bought a new TV, thanks to my very good friend.
Stop it. No.
Never mind where I got it from, but because I have my old TV, my much smaller TV left over, it does kind of fit in the part of our lounge room where it would have once been a fireplace.
I know where you're going with this, I think.
Yeah, chuck a bit of vision on there, find a little YouTube video of a fireplace, chuck that on the TV 24/7, maybe a bit of crackling going on in the background, and you'll just feel homely and warm.
Look, it's perfect. Zero emissions, and you'll trick yourself into being warm. Are you happy that you have your problem solved today, Rob?
Yeah, God forbid I'd ever have someone in my home without tricking them. So I think it's a real winner.
I won't be back. You're going to have to come visit me next time. Thank you very much, Rob. You're on the Magic Morning Show.